It's an abuse of power. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's President Trump's reaction to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement Friday of another Trump probe.
The corrupt and highly political Justice Department just appointed a super radical left special counsel.
Mr. Trump says it's the continuation of a witch hunt that started a long time ago. In making his announcement, the attorney general acknowledged there is a political component.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Attorney General Garland picking former U.S. Attorney General John Smith to investigate both the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol and the Mar-a-Lago documents case, a nearly two-year-long investigation by former special counsel Robert Mueller into alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign found none. Meanwhile, the White House criticizing congressional Republicans for promising to investigate both the Justice Department and Hunter Biden's business dealings in the next Congress.
They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family. They're not coming up with solutions on how we're going to lower costs for American families.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, but congressional Republican leaders say they can do both, investigate and legislate. Police in Idaho say the four university students slain early Sunday were likely ambushed while they were sleeping. Each found stabbed in their beds. Madison Fitzgerald, a friend of one of the victims, says the four frequently had guests.
A lot of people came in and out of that house just because of how kind all four of them were and welcoming to have visitors and guests over all the time.
And she says a door that had a numeric keypad for entry was often left unlocked. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Nearly two dozen states are asking the Biden administration to drop the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers.
The Biden administration mandated that millions of healthcare workers get COVID vaccines. The order issued by Health and Human Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid took effect earlier this year. And even though there were lawsuits, the Supreme Court upheld the mandate this year. But the attorneys general for 22 states say the mandate needs to end, that it's now clear the vaccine does not prevent transmission of COVID. But also they say hospitals and health care providers have lost employees due to the mandate. The AG's document, viewed by Fox News Digital, says the mandate left healthcare facilities already struggling to maintain needed staff ratios in dire straits, especially in rural areas. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to more than 11 years in prison. She was convicted on fraud charges for convincing investors her technology had revolutionized blood testing when, in fact, it didn't work. Her defense team had asked for no more than a year and a half in jail. The National Weather Service says the lake effect snow warning for western New York State will continue for at least another day.
This is a very heavy snow. This is what I would refer to as a cement snow. It's very difficult to move.
It's Erie County New York Commissioner Danny Neuwirth, who says he has nearly 6 feet of snow at his place. Two people have died shoveling. One building partially collapsed under the weight of the snow. UN climate talks have run into overtime in Egypt. The climate conference was supposed to wrap up yesterday, but they are still reportedly having sharp differences between the negotiators on key points. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry leaving the talks after testing COVID positive. At least 9 people have been killed, including 4 children, in an explosion in an apartment building on Russia's Sakhalin Island. More than 30 of the building's residents were reported to be unaccounted for. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.